Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 6:30, sunny today, tops 32 degrees. Good morning, I'm Beau Mitchum. There are plans for a third harbour crossing. It would allow drivers to bypass the crowded inner city. The Herald reports the crossing would be a tunnel from the intersection of the Anzac Bridge and Victoria Road to the M2 motorway at Lang Cove. The proposal will be released in its early form ahead of the March state election. Police are investigating how a man fell to his death at a busy Parramatta car park. Eloise Wilkinson reports.
The Westfield car park at Parramatta became a crime scene yesterday evening after a man fell from the third level of the building on Aird Street just after six. The man, aged in his 30s, was taken to Westmead Hospital, but he couldn't be saved. Investigators haven't been able to work out the exact circumstances leading to the fatal incident. They're appealing for anyone with information to contact them. Eloise Wilkinson, Macquarie National News.
A man has turned up to Bankstown Hospital with a gunshot wound to his chest. Police were called in to talk to the 21-year-old yesterday afternoon, but he became confrontational and uncooperative. He's since undergone surgery for non-life-threatening injuries and remains under police guard. Tens of thousands of teenagers are preparing to head off on their schoolie celebrations. More teenagers are choosing to head overseas to Bali and Fiji, but the Gold Coast remains the popular place to go in Australia. Up to 27,000 school leavers are expected to make their way to Surfers Paradise. New research shows it's not fat which is bad for you, it's what you eat with it. Jim Taylor reports.
Is saturated fat even bad for you? Not according to this Ohio State research, funded in part by the Dairy Research Center, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the Egg Nutrition Center.
It's not the dietary saturated fat that contributes to harmful effects.
Senior study author Jeff Volk says it's the potatoes and the rice.
The carbohydrate in the diet in combination with saturated fat that could cause problems.
He says instead of carbs, enjoy that fatty steak with some veggies.
Briefly, the Premier's popularity is soaring. According to the latest opinion poll, Mike Baird leads opposition leader John Robertson 49% to 18% as preferred Premier. And Venice authorities have denied reports they're planning to ban wheeled suitcases. Local media claim they would be banned to stop noise and damage to the city's ancient pavements. Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Bowl, Australia has claimed the one-day international series over South Africa with a 3-wicket win at the MCG. The Aussies were struggling in their chase before Steve Smith came out swinging with 104 runs. Former paceman Nathan Bracken has told Macquarie Radio the Proteas just couldn't hold on.
South Africa really let this one get away. I think they put themselves in a good position, and it was 49 or 47 runs they knocked off the last 10 overs, and that sort of really took the foot off the gas. Australia finished well.
Nathan Coulter-Nile has been ruled out of tomorrow's dead rubber after leaving the field with a hamstring injury. Queensland's Michael Wright takes a 2-shot lead into the third round of the Australian Golf Masters. Adam Scott tees off with Kim Felton just before midday, trailing 6 shots at 3-under. Melbourne Victory has shot to second on the A-League ladder with a 1-0 win over Brisbane Roar. An own goal from defender Jay North in the 77th minute proved the difference. Victory coach Kevin Muscat says the game wasn't particularly inspiring.
It's great to be sitting here with 3 points, but it's not the only thing that matters, because I didn't think the performance was particularly great, and there's probably a number of reasons for that, but I almost got bored at times.
Perth Glory has retained top spot with a 2-1 victory over Wellington Phoenix. Western Sydney hosts Newcastle today. Melbourne City takes on Sydney FC at Amy Park. Brisbane has confirmed Darius Boyd will be joining the NRL club on a 3-year deal. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 26-7.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Cloud clearing for a sunny day, tops 26 degrees on the coast, 32 in the west, hot with a late shower or two tomorrow. Right now in the city, 19 degrees, humidity 74%, winds from the south-southeast at 11 kilometres an hour. It's 18 degrees at Bankstown, 15 Campbelltown, 19 Gosford, Penrith and Richmond, 13 degrees at Katoomba.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local Tab or at tab.com.au.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your sports and racing leader, and Racing HQ Saturday. We could be
you the crucial information for a day's punting and the latest racing news.
It's Germany's Melbourne Cup. Protectionist by 3 lengths to Red Canoe, and Protectionist bolted in the cup.
Opinion on the outside still hasn't got to Janoob. It's tough, it's biting, and Janoob won the Metro by half length opinion.
Racing HQ Saturday with Andrew Bensley on Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday for November 22. And while we're racing on this part of Australia today with interest in the Kensington meeting, the Ballarat Cup in Victoria, we've got racing at Doomben, all eyes Group 1 level in the West. Going to be late this afternoon into the evening with the three-hour time difference. The Sky Racing WA Guineas at 6:15. The Winterbottom at 7 o'clock and the Million Dollar Group 1 Railway Stakes at 7:45. They're three of the highlights from Ascot in WA today. Big Group 1 racing. We'll talk about it, given the time difference, a little while later in the morning. Plenty to get through as we normally start with all the scratching, or with all the track reports. Between now and 7, we're going to talk with Luke McCarthy, the leading harness racing driver. A big night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight, and Luke's got the drive on Bling It On, trying to get a spot in the Miracle Mile. We'll talk to Luke between now and 7 o'clock this morning. Right now, though, let's start looking at the tracks.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. From December, thoroughbred track ratings will change. Heavy will become 8, 9 and 10. 10 being the heaviest category track and is heading towards saturation. Key racing information from Sky Sports Radio.
Nivesh Ramdani, track manager at Randwick. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. The build-up to this meeting has been keen from participants that we're racing on the Kensington track. You've done a lot of work there in the last month, Nivesh.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. It's been a month since we raced on it. We've caught it twice. There has been a good improvement in the surface of the turf. I mean, the Village Green is starting to kick on now, and that's been really good signs. And it's been a result of the core in. We've really stimulated it, and it's responded really well.
You feel when people watch it today that there still will be some kickback, but it won't be as severe as the last time?
Yeah, look, we expect there to be some kickback, and we've had a couple of horses gallop on it this morning, and there has been some areas where they've kicked back a bit, but certainly a lot improved since the last time we raced here.
Okay, now given the heat that Sydney went through yesterday, how have you prepared this track?
Well, Andrew, we irrigated heavily early in the week, and then we've backed off it just to try and get that thatch to dry out a bit, because that wet thatch is what's really causing us the problem. Look, there's good moisture in the surface. There's good give in it as well. So it's just a matter of getting through it and hopefully not too much a kickback through the day.
Okay, so what are you rating it this morning?
It's a dead four this morning, penetrometer 4.79.
4.79 and a dead four. Now, do you feel it'll stay there? Thankfully, a cool change has come through the night. We're looking at about 26 degrees today where you are. Do you feel it'll stay there or improve?
Look, I think it'll probably stay there. It just depends on what it looks like. There's obviously, if there's a bit of kickback there, they'll be more inclined to leave it a dead four. But there certainly is areas of the track where it's held together really well and is certainly in the good three range. But we just got to monitor it through the day and see how it handles the racing.
Okay. The rail's in the true position. It was out a little bit, I think, last time you were there a month ago.
Yeah, that's it. And it's in the true position. The grass has recovered, as I said earlier. So there's a good coverage of grass all around. We just got to wait and watch it race.
Okay, let's hope that it certainly races better than a month ago, but it sounds like you've done everything possible with that. Nivesh, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Nivesh Ramdani, track manager at Randwick. There are six earlies for the program on the Kensington track. Race 1, number 5, Grand Cross, number 5. Then go to race 4, number 10, Caper Nick, number 10. Race 5 at the moment is clear. Race 6, number 6, Are You Sure, number 6. Race 7, 8, Kazoom, and 14, Proxy, 8 and 14. And race 8, number 9, Shiraz. They're the earlies at this stage. Down in Victoria, they race at Ballarat, being the standalone metropolitan program. And track manager Dylan O'Neill is joining us. Morning, Dylan.
Morning. How are you going?
Very well. How's the preparation been for Ballarat Cup Day? Have you had any heat this week?
We haven't had a lot of heat, mate, no. We've just been in the low 20s all week, so weather's been kind to us, yeah.
All right, so how's the rating this morning?
We've rated a good 3 for the commencement of the meeting.
Yep.
We've put on 5 mil of irrigation yesterday, just to keep a bit of give in it.
Yep.
Penno is 4.95.
4.95. And rail position today, back into the A1, given it's your cup program?
Yeah, rail is in the true position.
Right. And how do you feel it'll race, given that there's a big 10 races to get through, Dylan?
Yeah, no, I think the track's in probably the best condition we've had it since we've come back racing. So, the cover of grass is perfect, and I think it'll race really well today. Every horse will get its chance.
And, of course, race 6 today is the Magic Millions Clockwise Classic, where they go in the Sydney direction, and they had a couple of jump-outs recently. How did it all go?
Yeah, every horse got around fine. So, looking forward to something different. This is my first Ballarat Cup, so it'd be interesting to watch. Yeah.
Well, for those that are used to watching Ballarat, the winning post is actually at the top of the straight just for that one race, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, they all the callers and everything head up to the other end, and away they go. So
yeah.
Looking forward to watching that today, race 6. Good on you, Dylan. Good luck today.
Okay. Thank you.
Dylan O'Neill joining us there, the track manager at Ballarat. Main provincial program today is at Newcastle. Peter Birch is joining us. Morning, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the week been? Obviously, yesterday got to extreme. How warm in Newcastle?
Yeah, I think we got up around 38 yesterday. So this morning, it's a lot more pleasant.
I was just going to say, the cool changes helped a bit this morning.
It certainly has. You know, we all reports are we'll get to about 28, I think, today. At the moment, it's really, really pleasant. So we're just looking forward to a big crowd rolling up and having a good day.
Yeah, let's hope so. How are the conditions?
The track's a good 3. The rail's out 4 metres. I've put 23 mils of irrigation on the track this week. Nothing overnight. So it should race fairly well.
Okay, so that sounds pretty good. It is today Madison Safety Race Day, a local business set up by Tim Madison, so we wish the crew all the very best. And I know the last race, the Graham Harrison's Retirement Handicap, honours Graham, who's retiring from Madison Safety and Industrial Supplies after 15 years. So we wish them all the very best today, Pete.
Yeah, no, it's... they're good sponsors of ours, and hopefully they'll have a good day. And I'd also like to thank Australian Bloodstock for their effort last weekend with, parading the horse for us and supplying the Melbourne Cup for people to have photos taken with.
They tell me it went off. There were plenty grabbing the cup, and they didn't have to put the white glove on.
No, it was a fantastic day, and it was a great promotion. Cameron Williams and the marketing team did a great job.
No, fantastic. And, we'll get to see him in the Autumn Protectionist based at Newcastle now. Good on you, Pete. Enjoy today.
Good. Thank you, Andrew. Bye.
Peter Birch at a good 3 at Newcastle. Doomben Racing, Jimmy Roberts joins us. Morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
They keep telling me all this week that the heat's coming from Queensland. How's it been up there?
Yeah, very hot, actually. Yeah, very quite warm.
Yeah.
It's been an extraordinary week.
Yeah. What sort of temperatures, Jim?
They're all in the 30s.
Yeah.
You know, they've bought the last... Sunday was up to, I think it was around 40. Some places got to 42, so it's quite warm here,
yeah.
And very humid. Very humid.
And humid as well, okay. How's it been then? A good 3 this morning?
No, I'm going dead 4, Andrew. We had a storm here on Wednesday evening.
Oh,
dropped 85 mil of rain on the track.
How much?
85.
Fair dinkum. I saw some of it on the telly there the night before that. Jesus, that is heavy rain, mate. And how quick a time?
Oh, I think it was in roughly about an hour.
Jeez, man.
It really pushed it in. It filled all the dams up anyway.
Yeah.
Flooded a few areas around the track, but yeah, other than that, no, we survived it all right. We needed the rain badly anyway, so.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably
won't hit, though. Yeah, no, exactly. Not as quick as you got it. So a dead 4, what's the weather like today?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So it'll keep
fine
improving.
This morning. Got a lovely coverage of grass.
Yep. Right, and the rail's at 3 metres today.
Yes, Andrew, 3 metres of rail, yes.
All right, mate, enjoy the day.
Thank you. Good on you, Andrew.
Thanks a lot. Jim Roberts there in Adelaide. They race on the Morfordville Parks track. It's a dead four there. The early report, a dead four, and the weather should be okay in Adelaide. We'll take a break. Then we're going to be joined by Steve Hillett to get a couple of winners for Doomben. And we'll talk to Matt Dunn, who's got some nice hopes there today as well.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Armidale this weekend. White Ribbon Race Day will feature plenty of family fun, including a live band. With 50% of the gate proceeds to the White Ribbon Foundation, one of the week's best bets just has to be racing at Armidale today.
Tab customers are in for a treat today. There's a stack of jackpots on offer, including a pool guarantee on the Kensington program at Randwick. Tab is guaranteeing the first four pool on the final event at Randwick will reach $100,000. And then tonight, there's $20,000 jackpots on the Quaddy and the Big Six from Tabcorp Park, Benangle and Wentworth Park. Oh, what a Saturday. Head to tab.com.au and have a crack at the exotics.
Bringing you all the excitement of the Spring Carnival, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Yeah, of course, in addition to Randwick and the Kensington program in Newcastle, we've got other TAB programs today in the state. They're at Ballina. The early report there is fine and a good three. The rail at 1.5 metres. And the other one is at Armidale, where it's also a good three, weather fine and the rail true. So a couple of other TAB programs today, making it four in thoroughbred racing. Steve Hewlett joins us from Radio TAB in Brisbane. And Steve, we're just talking to Jim Roberts, 85 millimetres in just over an hour there on Thursday night. How did you survive?
Well, I live just away from the metropolitan area, Andrew. We didn't get that sort of rain where I live down in the Redlands, but yeah, it was pretty nasty there for a few hours. But as Jim rightly pointed out, it's been that dry, and that rain was certainly a blessing, Andrew. So by the time we get to the first today, the track will be in perfect order, and I'm sure it'll be upgraded. It's so hot and humid here today.
Yeah, they were the key words there, hot and humidity for sure. Mate, we're going to talk to Matt Dunn shortly. He's got a couple of nice hopes today. What do you like?
Yeah, look, I'm coming up with an each-way selection, race four, a horse called Stella Craft, number seven, trained by David Murphy, who's a very astute young trainer. Since he's had this horse, he's had it for nine runs, and the only time he's missed a top four position was back on Ipswich Cup Day earlier this year in the Cooney. He's a very genuine horse. He was terrific first up a few weeks ago at Ipswich, over 1,000 metres. Look, I think they wanted to ride him conservatively, but to Michael Carl pushed forward. He was posted out on a limb, three wide for the first half of the race. Eventually got up outside the lead, which was with the leader, which was Craigley Cruz, and he battled on quite well. Craigley Cruz has subsequently come out and won today. Different kettle of fish altogether. He's drawn barrier one. He'll sit in the box seat, and he's got a nice turn of foot of held up. So I really think he's an each-way bet to nothing today. Race four, number seven, Stellarcraft. I think Tab have got him about $7 or $8.
Does the owner of that horse, was he a trainer? Billy?
Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was. He had a very
How do you pronounce his surname? N-A...
Yeah, Bill Naomi.
Naomi, okay.
A daunting lad.
Yep.
Amongst many good horses way back before my time. But the one I remember that Bill had a great deal of success with was Daunting Lad.
Daunting Lad. That was the one that I was looking for. So race four, number seven, Stellarcraft, the first each way there for Steve. Where's the other one, mate?
Yeah, look, Love Rocks. Fair to say some were disappointed by his performance at the Sunshine Coast last Friday. He ran third. Look, they did run track record time. Rocky King was able to lead. Natabisi sat outside Rocky King. And he did tire the last 50 metres, it's fair to say. But look, he's a much better horse when he is able to lead. Now, he jumped brilliantly first up, of course, at Doomben, and he got out well last start at the Sunshine Coast, but he just didn't want to be involved in a speed war with those two speedsters drawn inside him. Look, if I was giving the instructions today to the jockey of Love Rocks, be aggressive, find the lead, because there's no speed from the horse drawn just inside into the red. And if he can lead around Doomben this afternoon, he's a much better horse. And I think that's what they'll try and do this afternoon. And we know when he can lead on the rail, he can run very, very fast time. So I'm giving him one more chance today. But on the proviso that they're aggressive and try and lead all the way on him today. That's his go in life. race 8, number 3, Love Rocks.
Okay, so the two there for Doomben, race 4, number 7, Each Way, and then race 8, number 3, Love Rocks for Anthony Allen, drawing inside, as Steve mentioned, barrier 2. Good on you, mate. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Hewlett from Radio TAB. Matt Dunn's got some nice hopes at Doomben today. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, mate. Up and about with your large team, getting through them?
Yeah, getting strong.
Yep. Let's go through them here. Lucky Luca is in race 2 at Doomben today. Really nice win at Ipswich last time.
Yeah, it was a nice win at Ipswich last time. He did a good job, and he's a real progressive horse. You know, every preparation he's improved a little bit. He had a bit of a hiccup last week, where he shifted a plate just before the race, and we had the scratching from Ipswich Wednesday week ago. But look, he's done really well since, and don't know how much tempo there is in this race. He's going to probably have to be aware of that he may have to put him a little closer than what he has been in the past, but I'm sure Travis will adjust if he has to, and he'll run well.
Horse didn't obviously have any issue coming out of shifting that plate on race day then. You've missed nothing?
No, he's missed nothing. We replayed him the next day and he was 100%. So just a bit of an unfortunate hiccup timing-wise, but hey, if he can win today, then it's probably all worthwhile. He's missed that run and end up with a better Saturday race under his belt.
Harmonised Feeling looks to be a nice, promising mare.
Yeah, she is, and she's always shown really, really good talent since she sort of came up here from Melbourne a while ago now. She trialled really well at the Gold Coast, just a nice soft trial and finished strong late, gave him probably 10 lengths head start and ran most of it down. Not entirely convinced she's an 1,100 metre horse, but she's really fresh and sharp. There looks good tempo. We should be able to ride her nice and soft early and finish late and hopefully go to the top of them.
I know it was a trial the other day, but gee, she did come strong. So you feel you ride her the same way today, given where you've drawn?
I think so. You know, I think she's probably hasn't got speed to hold a spot over this distance anyway.
Yeah.
And she's always run her best races ridden off the speed or coming from back. So, look, I see no reason to change her pattern and provided the track race is fair, which it should. You know, we've had a little bit of rain now, so that usually levels things up. She'll finish strong late.
This cutest three-year-old race, nice group of horses in this one, and you've got one of them, Freeze the Millions, the most experienced of the horses lining up in this race. How do you see her today?
Look, from the gate, we're going to finally get a decent run. You know, the best way to explain her, probably her entire career, is luckless. She's, you know, she's a class one horse and very well could almost have got through her grades by now if a few things fell into place. Her racing pattern early probably went against her a little bit where we were riding her back, but from that gate we'll take up a spot not too far away. And she should be really hard to beat. I think she's probably the class horse of this race. And I think she's probably my best of the day.
That's Freeze the Millions at Doomben for Matt Dunn, race 7, number 5. And I should mention, I was talking to Gary Cleese last night, he likes Strike at Richard Ballina in the third race.
Okay. Yeah, look, he won quite well down there last start. He's in his right grade, and again, he's going to get a nice run. Probably always hard to come straight from a maiden and win your next start with most horses, but look, he's got good talent, and he did a few things wrong last start and still beat them comfortably. So he's a chance. I'd rather see horses have a couple of starts before they step in straight into the next level, but he's in his right spot, and he's a good chance also.
Good luck, Matt. Large team running today. I hope there's a couple of winners there for you.
Thanks.
Matt Dunn joining us there from his large team up on the coast, nearly up into Queensland. We rate him one of ours, though, because he's got a really good stable. 6 minutes to 7. In a moment, we'll talk harness racing, a big night at Menangle tonight.
G'day, Sean Cosgrove here. Back on Tuesday morning with Racing HQ, we'll have a look back at the Group 1 races from the West in Perth. We'll also try and find a winner for you throughout the week so you can get in and do that early Christmas shopping. And as well, my chinwag on Tuesday will be with a young jockey who decided to take a break from racing, and she did that on a cattle property in outback Western Australia. Catch you Tuesday.
Racing HQ, Tuesday to Fridays at 9, brought to you by TAB, on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now, a recent study has found that Australians are 9 times happier when listening to their favourite radio station. We love what they play, we love what they say, and that's why we're listening throughout the day.
Yeah.
Mikey,
It's as personal as a handwritten letter. You even feel better when they're talking about the weather.
When we're in the car, there's no need to panic, because my radio will tell me how to dodge the traffic.
When the ads come on, I still hang on every word, because I'm in a good mood and the brands come preferred. It's a love thing, everyone knows.
Woo!
It's a love thing.
Search radio, it's a love thing, and put your brand in a better place.
It's a love thing.
Greyhound Racing is booming with millions of dollars in prize money on offer, and you can buy your next winner at the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction on Sunday, November 30. More than 300 pups are up for sale from champion sires such as Collision, Cosmic Rumble and Magic Sprite, and all pups sold at the auction are eligible for the 2016 Richmond Riches with $140,000 up for grabs. Auction starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday, November 30. For more details, go to richmondpuppyauction.com.au.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
Last night, a big night for Greyhound Racing with the TAB Melbourne Cup at Sandown Park in Melbourne. Let's have a listen to the way the race was run.
Racing, Kibo on the inside, a bit slow to begin. Chicatesta, Carter show pace, and there goes Dynavilla with the early pace out wide. Dynavilla got away, 2.5, Chicatesta, Carter. Then came Kibo up to third, the favourite. On the inside there was Above All Railing. Then came Newcliffe of Elk, then Awesome Project, well back Cosmic Wise and Star Recall, but down the back it's Dynavilla, the leader, about three, Chicatesta, Carter, then the favourite Kibo, but around the corner Dynavilla wins the TAB Melbourne Cup. Chicatesta, Carter second, Kibo third. Fourth's a photo, Cosmic Wise are Above All. Then came Awesome Project. Well back was Star Recall, Luca DeVilk. And the runners are brilliant, 29-30.
Has now won 8 from 8 at Sandown, Dynavilla for the Wheelers, winning last night's TAB Greyhound Racing Melbourne Cup. Tonight at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, another big night. John Dumazy is joining us, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales. John, this Cordina Sprint tonight offers up so much going into the Miracle Mile.
It certainly does, Andrew, because they're looking for 3 spots to complete that field in the SEW Eurodrive Miracle Mile. And this race is full of it's full of intrigue, because you've got Suave Stewie Lombo there that you would think is just across the line, but yeah. As we know in racing, not every horse can be a certainty.
John, it's interesting the path. We were hoping to catch up with Luke McCarthy, but I understand he's out on the track on a horse at the moment. But what they're trying to do with Bling It On here, it's one, it's 2 runs back, but it's into the big stuff tonight, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I spoke to Luke only on Wednesday night about what his plans were and why he was putting a very promising four-year-old into a very tough race, the end assignment, of course, being the Miracle Mile. But he said he may as well give him a crack. He's a wonderful horse. His sister won the Miracle Mile, so he's out there to do something rather unique if he can force his way into the final.
TAB.com.au have already got a market open on a likely Miracle Mile field with a heap of contenders. Bowtied, Chris and Me, For a Reason, Guaranteed is high up there, but not hasn't got that invitation yet. Suave Stewie Lombo, Terror to Love, Bling It On is a $31 chance to win the Miracle Mile before going into tonight. So it really comes down just how important winning this race tonight is.
Certainly, and one thing I can do, I can guarantee you the directors of the New South Wales Harness Racing Club will put the Victorian in.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed. I can guarantee that one, yes, okay. Of course. But it's just interesting, if Bling It On does what he can do, he can certainly come off the back of Suave Stewie. He's the logical leader, and we'll see something interesting. It's where you get that upset with the other horses that are in the race that will throw it into disarray.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So that's tonight. It's race 5 over the mile, and then about 45 minutes after that race, the final Miracle Mile field will be announced, and then there's the draw tomorrow at midday, which people will be able to watch on Sky Racing 1.
They certainly will, and the club has brought that barrier draw forward at midday, so that everyone that's interested in this race, and there will be plenty because it is the number one speed test in Australasia for harness racing, they'll be able to see that draw. And the draw is important,
yep.
Although it's interesting with Tabcorp Park Menangle, they seem to be able to win from any barrier. Bow Tide, as we've seen last week in the Coca-Cola,
yep.
Came from out wide and just won very well.
Good on you, John. Thanks for taking the call on short notice this morning.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
John Dumsey there, the CEO of Harness Racing NSW.
Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 7, sunny today, tops 32 degrees. Good morning, I'm Beau Mitchum. The latest opinion poll has the state government on track for a thumping win in the March election. Elizabeth Daniels reports.
The government has shaken off a potentially damaging ICAC inquiry, which cost it 10 MPs and saw Barry O'Farrell quit as leader. Under Mike Baird, the coalition has gained 3 percentage points to lead Labor, 56-42 on a two-party basis. The Galaxy poll shows Mr. Baird is well ahead of John Robertson in the preferred premier race. He leads 49% to 18. But the result is down from the 64% which Mr. O'Farrell secured to win the 2011 election. Elizabeth Daniels, Macquarie National News.
The car park at Westfield Parramatta remains a crime scene after a man plunged to his death. He fell from the third level of the building shortly after six last night. Police are calling for any witnesses to come forward. The death toll from a snowstorm in the United States has risen to 13. New York State has been paralysed by the record blizzards, which have dumped an entire year's supply of snow in just days. And the problem is expected to get worse with rising temperatures and heavy rain to cause severe flooding in the next week. Back home, where Sydney's west will be hit with sweltering temperatures again tomorrow, there will be a slight reprieve today, but the mercury will still climb into the low 30s at Penrith. WeatherZone's Zach Dixon says it'll be nothing compared to the 40-degree-plus day on its way.
Definitely in the western suburbs of Sydney and across the Blue Mountains, there will be an increased fire danger due to very hot northerly winds.
More Sydney homeowners are looking to renovate rather than relocate. A report has found spending on home improvements has increased by 147% since 2010. It's being driven by high home prices, which are forcing people to stay where they are. Briefly, the state government is planning a third harbour crossing. The tunnel would run from the western end of the Anzac Bridge to Lane Cove. And Europe's first ever space plane will be launched early next year. The unmanned vessel will be sent into low orbit before plunging into the Pacific Ocean. In finance, the Dow Jones up 70 points, the Nasdaq's up 8, $1 buying 86.61 US cents. Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Australia is on track to claim the ICC top ranking after clinching the one-day series against South Africa at the MCG. A century from Steve Smith rescued the Aussies for a 3-wicket win in the fourth one-dayer. The batsman says they won't be taking tomorrow's dead rubber lightly.
To play the way we have and beat them at the moment 3-1, it's been very satisfying for us, and as I said before, it'll be perfect if we finish it off with a 4-1 victory and take back that number one spot.
Paul Spargo trails Michael Ryde by 2 shots heading into the third round of the Australian Golf Masters in Melbourne. World number 2 Adam Scott tees off at midday, 6 strokes off the pace, tied for 12th. Perth Glory is top of the A-League ladder after a 2-1 win over Wellington Phoenix. Besar Berisha has helped Melbourne victory to a 1-0 triumph over Brisbane Roar. Melbourne City hosts Sydney FC today. Newcastle travels to Western Sydney. Darius Boyd is officially a Bronco after signing with the NRL club on a 3-year deal. Canberra skipper Terry Campese is reportedly making a move to the Super League. Henry Speight believes his debut in the Wallabies clash with Ireland will be worth the wait. The F1 Championship will be on the line in tomorrow's season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Roger Federer has fallen in 3 sets to Gael Monfils in the Davis Cup final in Lille. A stunning season has seen Simon Gerrans take out the Australian Cyclist of the Year award, and Australia will be aiming for revenge in tonight's international rules clash against Ireland in Perth. That's Sport, I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 7:04.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Cloud clearing for a sunny day, tops 26 degrees on the coast, 32 in the west, hot with a late shower or two tomorrow. Right now in the city, 19 degrees, humidity 74%, winds from the south-southeast at 11 kilometres an hour. It's 18 degrees at Bankstown, 15 Campbelltown, 19 Gosford, Penrith and Richmond, 13 degrees at Katoomba.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a TAB Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local TAB or at tab.com.au.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your sports and racing leader, and Racing HQ Saturday. We could be the crucial information for a day's punting and the latest racing news.
It's Preferment and Bondiga racing to the lead together. Preferment on the outside. Ollie's done it again.
Shooting to Win drives up on the inside, takes the lead and comes away two or three lengths in front, and it's all Shooting to Win at bolts in.
Racing HQ Saturday with Andrew Bensley on Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Welcome for those that are joining us to Saturday, November 22. Our main meeting is out on the Kensington track today at Randwick. That track is being rated a dead four this morning. Penetrometer of 4.79 and rail into the true. Ballarat Cup Day and the Magic Millions clockwise direction race are the features there today. Track is a good three. Newcastle, a good three. Doomben, it's a dead four after they got 85 millimetres of rain in a very quick storm there on Thursday night. It will be fine today. And Morfordville Parks, it's a dead rated track, is the early report. It's Surf Life Saving and Sedgenho Studs inaugural annual race day today. Surf and Turf for the Australian Turf Club at Randwick. And he loves a bit of turf. I don't know about the surfing. Ron Duff, is he? Good morning, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I don't mind a bit of surf.
You get out there and get on the board?
Well, I don't get on the board. I used to. I'm a bit fat now.
Aren't we all? But no, it'll be a good day out there.
Yeah, look, it'll be a terrific day. Punters have lost a little bit of confidence in this track over the last few times we've had a Kensington track meeting, so hopefully we're on top of the problem there. The fields aren't too bad, and we got a good backup meeting with a standalone meeting in Melbourne, which seems to have strong fields.
Yeah, Ballarat for sure. The one thing Navesh said, Navesh Ramdani, after 6:30, is that there will be still some areas of kickback, but he believes strongly that it won't be like it was a month ago.
Well, it won't want to be because it was pretty ordinary a month ago. Look,
they've done a lot of work, obviously, to try and get through it.
They seem confident it's going to play better, and it is on show. It's a big Saturday meeting, so hopefully it holds up well.
Do you reckon Fraser, he'd be a surf man, wouldn't he?
Oh, look, he's the man. He's not about the surf man. He is the man. He's put his head on the chopping block last week. Green Beret won't run a play.
Actually,
I hope we get more of that this morning.
Actually, my apologies, Mike. I was going to get someone to edit it out so we could use it this morning, and I totally forgot about it.
Oh, yeah, you're too busy, see.
Green Beret.
You've had the whole week off.
He's wearing one, the old Green Beret. Mike Fraser, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Yes, it's nice to be right once a year.
Yes. No, as I think many of us were watching the race and thinking, what's going to happen to Fraser here? But no, you got it right on that occasion.
A mate of mine rang me and said, there's a bit of a countdown going on about you today. That's what he thought about. He said, race by race, they're coming along. And they're saying, you know, only one more race till the fool shows up. But,
anyway, I walked in the track and I said, they said, geez, that Fraser, I got about four people come up to me and they said, geez, that Fraser's gone off big time today. So it was all anticipation and you're proven right. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Well, we've got to cross
talk about this track for a
second? Yeah, have you been out, Mike?
Look, I walked it on Thursday afternoon because I wanted to go and have a bit of a poke around out there, and I was surprised how wet it was. It was definitely a dead five on Thursday afternoon, but I was sort of thinking, okay, well, we're going to get all this heavy-duty weather, you know, the heat and that, it'll dry it out. So I went back again yesterday, and it had changed a bit, but it was still in the you know, between dead four and dead five. Now, you know, I know that they were expecting this heat to come, and I think they put too much water on these tracks sometimes. Now, this track hasn't dried out enough, so it's a fragile track at the best of times. It's still got some give in it, so they might tear it up. Same thing happened last Saturday. They overwatered that track. They put it up a good three. It played on the worst side of good, and the fence cut up, and it finished up a horrible bias. So they've just... I understand that, you know, the horse's best interest is at heart with their legs and all that sort of stuff, but you muck around with these tracks too much and don't get it right, you can finish up with a sort of a significant bias.
I think I heard them say it was a plan to overwater this track.
Yeah, they did it earlier in the week.
I think that's what they say it needs. If we the problem was
oh, is that the pro? Okay.
Yeah, apparently something
with the thatch, Mike. They reckon it's the issue that they're dealing with, and if they water early in the week, that thatch has time to dry out.
Okay. Well, I do notice one thing that from the meeting to this meeting, that the grass was a lot thicker. It definitely was a lot thicker. It looked a lot better to me.
Yeah.
So let's just hope it plays well, because I think this is a good little meeting, Ron. I think there's some good value races here, and you know, if we get a fair track, we should have a good day.
Let's hope so.
The village green is what they call it, the grass out there, and they've just got to hope that it really develops for today, firstly, and then over the summer for sure.
Yeah.
Righto, let's go to Bjorn Baker, and then I'll give you some early scratchings on this Surf Life Saving Day presented by Sedge. And, Bjorn, you'd be a bit of a surf man, wouldn't you, since you've come to Sydney?
Don't see too much surf out here at Warwick.
but you can just delve out with the kids, you know, and go and enjoy it occasionally, surely.
I'm from Woodlawn, New Zealand. That's probably about as landlocked as you get.
Jeez, you're not
I struggle when I've been brought up with a lot of water, but not too much surf. So those guys, they do a fantastic job, and I've definitely been in need of them more than once.
Yes, no, well,
sounds like you need your own personal lifeguard if we sent you out to Bondi.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I really imagine you on a surfboard with the hair just flowing back, but anyway, I'm trying to talk you up.
Well, I don't know. My mates do call me the Great White Fridge.
Righto, let's get down to business, Duff.
Your horses are racing well again. So they're back in business.
Yeah, it's a welcome change. It's been a bit of a lean spot for 6 months, and I think in that 6 months, if anything, Sydney racing continues to get tougher and tougher. It's a super competitive environment, there's no doubt about that. So it's good to have a few runners, and hopefully one or two of them can pop up.
Billy Brig Brown for Singo in the first. He's looked strong at the end of his trials.
Yeah, he has. I think he'll probably be looking for further later on, but he's had two trials. He had one most recently on Monday and finished off well. He's a lovely colt. He's probably going to get back. We'll let him find his feet and hopefully he can finish strong and take some positives out of the race.
You have Cyclone third up. Blake Shin to stand over him. How's he doing?
Super. Yeah, I thought he was very unlucky last time. He didn't have too much luck. He drew one and he was sort of pigeonholed back there a little bit. And I think he's a horse that needs to balance up to really let go, and he just never had that opportunity last time. Prior to that, he was very good winning first up, and there's no doubt I've got a fair bit of time for him, and I think he'll race well today.
Okay. Off the rails, he looks to have come back as well as ever. Did he surprise you winning at 1,200 first up?
Very much so. Yeah, I'm still pinching myself.
Yeah.
But we've kept him fresh, and instead of probably looking to get him over the ground in a hurry, I've opted for this race today, and it looks a good race for him. He's drawn one. He should be able to put himself just behind the speed and hopefully can get himself out. I think last time he won well, he's probably held up a little bit, so he would have won better. So I think he's going into this race a definite chance, and nearly 3 weeks between runs, so I think that suits.
So you're confident that he's still got fresh legs?
Most definitely.
Okay. The last, yeah, you look strong here as well. Babiro never really got balanced first up, or any chance?
Yeah, I think first up, you're right, he never got balanced again. He sort of drew one. He was pigeonholed a little bit like Cyclone was the same day. And he's a cunning old fox. It depends what Babiro turns up. And fair to say he's been hard to catch, but he did well last prep. He won two city races, claiming three. Brody Lloyd, I see him every morning. He's with David Pfeiffer next to me. He's a very good young apprentice, a great attitude, and it wouldn't surprise me if he popped up.
Okay, you've also got the well-fancied in Costanardi in the race. He wasn't far away first up, and second up form looks solid.
Yeah, well, I guess I've really enjoyed training this horse. I got him as a cast off for Blue Blood Thoroughbreds, and he's made really good progress. He used to be very highly strung
He's now relaxed. I thought his first up run was very good. He was backed off the map that day, but I always thought he'd be a touch short. He only had the one trial going in. Once again, 3 weeks between runs, I reckon he'll go super.
Okay, beauty.
Which one of those in the last?
Big pardon?
Which one of those in the last?
Oh, I'd lean towards Encosta Nardi most definitely.
Yeah.
But Burbro's a tough one to be backing with any confidence.
Yeah.
You got 5 runners at Newcastle. Any chances amongst them?
I like Music Magnate a lot. I've got a lot of time for this guy. I guess his first start today, and I think he'll put himself right there. It'll be hard to beat. But I've got a few others with a chance as well. So hopefully I can shout my wife a nice meal tonight.
Yeah, you look strong all day.
All right, good luck with all of them, mate. How's Dad doing at home? He's found another one there, I see.
Oh, he goes super. He won 2 last night, so he's on top of the Premiership. So he's kicking along well. He reckons he's found a couple to get over here in the autumn. I said, I don't know if I'm going to give you a box this time.
Nice.
I didn't get any commission from any of the last horses that have stayed with me. I said,
nothing.
We'll have to do a formal agreement prior to arriving in my boxes.
Turn Me Loose is the one that he wants to bring, I think.
Yeah, very much so. He won the 2,000 guineas well. You wouldn't believe it. I was underbidder on him at the Ready Run sales last year, and it's funny how it works out. The owner said to me, if he turns out any good, I'll send him at the sale, as I was underbidder. He said, I'll send him over to you in Australia. I said, well, that sounds good. You know, it's a win-win situation. I talked to him the other day. He said, I will send them to you. Just won't be in your name.
Yeah, be M Baker, not B. All
correct.
Right. Good luck today, mate. Hope they can
thanks,
run well guys. For you. Good on you, Bill. Bjorn Baker joining us there. And that Music Magnate, the one that he mentioned debuting, is race 3, number 6 today at Newcastle. Guys, just ahead of Sam Kavanagh, just the early scratchings as they look at the moment for the Kensington program. We're at 7. Race 1, number 5, Grand Cross. Race 1, number 5. The second at the moment is clear. The third, number 7, Vergara, number 7. Race 4, number 10, Kuiper Nick, number 10. Race 5 at the moment is clear. Race 6, number 6, Are You Sure? Race 6, number 6. Race 7, number 8, Kazoom, and 14, Proxy, 8 and 14. And race 8, number 9, Shiraz. Race 8, number 9. I know Sam won't mind just 10 seconds, Sam, but interesting tweet that came out yesterday afternoon, Ron and Mike and listeners, from Graham Begg. After 25 years, I'm closing my Randwick stables in December. Thank you to my family, clients and loyal staff.
That was a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Eh? He's got a runner in the last run. In the second last? Is it worth getting him on and having a chat?
Yeah, well, I'd like to see if Graham's going to continue training. Maybe he was just saying he might be just opening a smaller stable somewhere.
A smaller stable somewhere, yeah. So we might try and get to him later on.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got to get good horses, haven't you? And Sam Kavanagh joins us. Sam, you've built up quickly. You've got to find horses to make an immediate impact, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough 12 months, the first 12 months up in Sydney, and, you know, we've had a real crack and you know, we sort of didn't have a lot of clients sending us horses, so we just went out and specced them, and you know, it was an opportunity to get a lot of people involved, and we've had great support, and we went to England last week and bought 3 more very nice horses that should come to Australia and be pretty exciting horses. So you know, we're sort of all or nothing for us. We're going to have a real serious go at being, you know, we want to be a top 10 stable here in Sydney, and you know, sooner the better.
You've had a little bit of a frustrating run with placings around the mark, another placing yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, horses are going terrific, you know. We had 4 Metro seconds last week, all beaten less than a neck, and sort of, you know, all of them probably a little bit unlucky. So, look, it's one of those runs. It'll turn. All those horses have got races in them, and, you know, our horses are all racing well. Staff are doing a great job at home. You know, the mood's good in the stables, so, you know, it'll turn.
You got Centre Pivot today. He's been he's been unlucky, obviously, first up. He was good at Randwick the other day. Third up here, he looks a terrific chance.
Yeah, I think he's looking for the ground. I think he'll eventually get out to a bit of a trip. I mean, we sort of thought, you know, or I sort of thought he'd win the other day, and then you know, keep ticking through his grades and head towards the Stayers race at the Magic Mini. And he probably shows a lot more at home than what he's done on a race day. But in saying that, it's probably a bit unfair. It was very stiff first up, and his run the other day, he probably just peaked on his run second up, 1,400. My horses normally improve into their prep, so I wasn't over hard on him going into it. He had a good gallop Tuesday morning with a partner, and we gave him a good kill. He got right away from that other horse, and you know, he seems to have his confidence very high, and going into today, we're pretty confident he'll run well as long as he handles the Kensington track.
The muff's off.
Yeah, I just look. He trialled terrific, and he hadn't been missing the start, and I wasn't sure whether that was part of the reason why he was asleep in the barriers, or you know, Chad Lever's done a massive job with this horse at home, getting him to settle, and we took the earmuffs off, and you know, he settled four lengths behind a partner the other morning, went straight past it, so you know, I feel like it's probably, you know, if anything, going to just switch him back on a little bit. He eventually will be a blinkers horse, but and we actually took the blinkers off of him when we got him because he was just trying to do things too fast. And eventually he wants the blinkers on, but I just want to get him out to a trip, get him settling, and teaching him to race. Because obviously, you know, when Mr. O'Shea had him, he was a colt and he was a bit aggressive, and you know, now he's been gelded, and we've just spent a lot of work, you know, just settling him down. And Peter Roble and the team at Fedgenhoe did a great job of getting him to settle early in his prep before he come to us. And look, eventually he will switch on with blinkers, but the key is just to get him out to his right trip, get his confidence up before we resort to that.
And barrier 12, nothing tricky, go ride a little quiet?
Yeah, just ride him quiet, settle, and have the last shot at him, and you know, as long as they're making up ground. Yeah, that Kensington track, it's a bit of a momentum track, so you know, he's probably better off drawing out wide than he is drawing the fence, because if he misses the kick and ends up three back the fence, it's sort of the nightmare on the Kensington. Well, if he gets back and he's three wide with cover, and he can gain momentum around the side and into the straight, you know, he should be fine.
And a little bit of pressure with Sedgenhoe sponsoring the day, and Kevin Maloney, it's they're the owners of this horse, I see.
Yeah, they are. They're great supporters. They've got some amazing facilities at Sedgenhoe, and I started using their animal hospital there with some horses that went down for little surgeries. Midsummer Sun was one of the horses they did all the rehab work on after the autumn, who raced well last weekend and will be really hard to beat next week in the ATC Cup. And their team did a great job for me. And then Mr. Maloney sent me a horse to reward me for using their facilities. So it's been a great business arrangement for us, and you know, hoping to get more support from them in the future.
Any hope continuity for race 6 at Newcastle today?
Look, he's a nice enough horse. He was a bit aggressive in his first couple of trials. Chad rode him quiet in his trial the other day, and he finished off really well and won quite impressively at Rose Hill. The time was good. He probably wants 11 or 1200. I've just got him in a 900 because we're just teaching him to settle. And look, he'll jump well, and hopefully he'll be just behind the pace and can quicken up. He's an each way chance. I wouldn't be having my last on him, but you know, he's certainly a nice enough horse that will win in the next few runs.
Good on you, thanks, Sam. Good discussion this morning, and we wish you the best with Centre Pivot in particular.
Thanks, team. Cheers.
Good on you, Sam. Sam Kavanagh joining us there. You know, he's based out of Adelaide, Ron and Mike, and he's making a fist of it. And, you know, it is hard going. You've got to make that immediate little impact, don't you?
Well, you know, he's got a famous father, but that doesn't really carry him much.
Doesn't mean much, no.
It's not worth a bumper. And he presents himself really well, Sam. He speaks, you know, with measured tones and that. You know, he's a kid on the rise for sure.
He's a go-getter.
Yeah, exactly. That's go-getter. A really good description of him. He is a go-getter, isn't he? Mm.
How do you describe Tony McAvoy?
Oh, well, he's Tony. He's, someone tell me.
I'll tell you, Tony McAvoy. He's
and
the
I
old
will
Henry
say
Davis.
That he's not online. He's not listening.
No, that's good. Oh. He's like the old Henry Davis. He's a great man to get him ready, you know, for the plunges and that. He's produced them first up really well.
Careful, boys. I can still
oh, he's there. You tricked me, Andrew.
Someone told me. A birdie told me they saw him out at Orange in about 50-degree heat there yesterday. I said, no way he would have been at Orange.
No, I was smart, Ron. I went to Orange. It was beautiful out there. It was 30 degrees at the top, lovely breeze, and I think I dodged the heat yesterday.
All right, beautiful.
How did Moro come through yesterday? Because I'm already lining up for next week.
No, Muro, he's very good. He's come out of his good first up run beautifully, and he did a strong piece of work this morning, and he's improving all the time, Andrew.
Yeah, nice.
How does he get to the Villiers? Does he run, have a lead up run?
Look, I've got him in the Festival Stakes next week, Ron. Yeah. I've also popped him in a listed race at Doomben in Brisbane. I've just got to be really careful that the ground doesn't get too firm for this horse. Mm-hmm. And the forecast in Brisbane is for a bit of rain later in the week, where it's I don't think that's forecast for here. So I'll probably look at both places, but he will have one of those runs before going into the Villiers.
And what about your autumn horses? You had a couple of race well in the spring. Big memory, is he a Sydney Cup horse?
Probably. I just don't know that I would prefer to set him for the spring next year, and I don't know that I'd prefer him to have a lighter autumn than that, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say probably not. He'll just have a couple of runs in the autumn and then be set for the spring. He raced so well through the spring, and the improvement he made from last preparation to this prep, if he does the same again, he'll be right there with the big guns next year. And at Loire, I'll try and get him ready for the BMW, and he'll run in the St George, the Australian Cup, and then come up for the BMW.
What about your lightly raced three-year-old, the Not a Single Doubt horse? What's he called?
Affirmation. I just watched him work 1 minute ago. He's just here at Hawkesbury. And he's just in the early stages of galloping and getting fit. So he's grown and strengthened, and physically has got a lot better. So hopefully that transforms into his form.
You scratched Shiraz in the last today. You spooked with the barrier, were you?
Yes, I was, Ron. I spooked for a few reasons. Genuine lack of tempo, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I've had a few runs at the Kensington track recently, and it's been very difficult for my horses to make ground, and I didn't want to change his racing pattern. He seems to be really going well. He's an aggressive horse that's wanting to settle in his races, so I don't want to be digging him forward, and I just felt that if he went back and the tempo wasn't quite right, I'd be asking him an impossible task. So there's a race next week, and we'll wait.
Underestimation in race 5, only has to run to his last performance to sort of be in the finish again.
Yeah, he's come on, Ron. He's improved from that. He jarred up a little bit after that, Ron. He just felt that track was firm that day, and that's why I've given him the time between runs. But I cannot fold him at home. The horse is very well.
Beautiful. Adelaide Shizozo in the first, a recent trial winner.
Yeah, nice horse, this fellow. He won at his first start at Gawler for me, and surprisingly, he's still not quite through in his skin yet, this horse, and here we are at the middle of November, or third week of November, so I don't know what that's all about, but his trial was very good, and I think he'll appreciate the 1,300 first up, and he's a winning chance.
Time to test race 4. Dropping class should seem hard to beat.
Yeah, very hard to beat here. He's carried this sort of weight before as well. Looks to be lack of tempo in the race. I think he'll probably control, and he should be too good for those horses for sure.
And Island Beach in race 6, good honest form. Third up after a win and a second. Reads well.
Yeah, I'm not running her on. Barrier 14, a lot of speed inside of her. I can just see her having a really hard run there, so I've waited. There's another race next week.
Beauty.
Good on you, Tony. Good luck with all of them, mate.
Thanks,
Tony.
You.
McAvoy there at Hawkesbury with a large team that he's dealing with this morning. Surf Life-Saving Day presented by Sedgenhoe. It's on at Randwick today.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Ballina this weekend. Good cheer will be in abundance during Ballina's Christmas Parties Race Day, featuring the Movember Cup. Have a punt home and away with the first local race just after 1 at Ballina today.
How would you like to be in a gunslinging fight with the One to Follow boys? 6 tips for 5 winners and a second and 280% return. Wow, it's just like the gold rush in the Old West with these guys. Get their Super 6 now for just $10. Go to super6.com.au. It's that easy. Go to super6.com.au and start winning today. One to Follow. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
Spoil your family this Christmas at Harvey Norman. Huge range of gift ideas for everyone you love. Take our Christmas payment option for 36 months interest-free. No deposit, zero interest with 36 equal monthly payments until November 2017. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store or online. Something for the family or for your home. Make Christmas shopping a breeze with this great payment option available now at Harvey Norman.
Go!
Tis the season to be racing. Christmas comes early at both Royal Randwick and Rose Hill Gardens with the thrill of live racing, plus a visit from Santa and so much more. Every other occasion over summer is all wrapped up with race days planned for those wanting to celebrate Boxing Day, New Year's Day, Australia Day, even Valentine's Day a little differently. View the lineup of Trackside Entertainment and purchase your Summer Super Saver ticket with $45 value for only $20 at theraces.com.au. Are you
looking to get more for less? Look no further than Mazda BT50, the ute with more, now for less. Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT manual, now from an incredible $39,990 drive away. For under $40,000, you get car-like comfort and plenty of grunt with up to 3.5-ton towing capacity, a huge tub and turbo diesel power engine. The whole 2014 BT50 4x4 range has been reduced right now, so whether you need it for work or a weekend away, it's hard to go past the Mazda BT50. Reward yourself this weekend. Find yourself your local Mazda dealer.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local Tab or at tab.com.au.
We'll have interim scratchings for you shortly. Smart Moochie has come out of race seven, number six, but we'll go through them all in the next few minutes. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser with us, and so too is Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. And Brett, it's Surf Life Saving Day and presented by Sedgenhoe out there today at Randwick.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Ron and Michael and all the punters out there. And that's right, it's the first of five annual race days, or a five-year partnership that we've signed with Sedgenhoe and Surf Life Saving Australia. And Sedgenhoe, of course, have those iconic red and yellow colours, and no one needs to be told that the red and yellow flags are the most important part on a beach. The race day today really is about starting that partnership, getting a whole heap of members of Surf Life Saving out there for reunions or catch-ups, and hopefully this day will build to be bigger and better as the years go on. We're hoping to expand it around Australia, and just a great opportunity for people to come together as a community and celebrate what is, you know, an iconic thing in Australia with 11,700 lives saved, about 30 a day, which is quite extraordinary when you think about it. All volunteers, and of course they'll be raising money out there today. There'll be demonstrations with surf boats, and there'll be a couple of jet skis out there. Hopefully there won't be too much rain for them to sail along. But and the Westpac rescue helicopter as well. So good opportunity to get out on a beautiful day and raise some funds for an important institution in Sydney and Australia.
No doubt. Raffle tickets, pins will be sold out there raising money for that cause. And you mentioned it's a five-year partnership with Sedgenhoe. That's a grand new sponsor for the ATC.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Sedgenhoe's a great supporter of racing and a great supporter of the club. And along with the Surf Life Saving, it's a five-year deal. As I say, an annual race day coming up. And Kevin Maloney, a great supporter of Surf Life Saving and also of the Australian Turf Club. And we're looking forward to seeing Centre Pivots, their runner, out there in race seven today. So the boys, no doubt, will cast an eye over that and let us know what its chances are.
Yep, Duff will be all over that for our Sky Sports Radio listeners right through the day. Surf Life Saving Day presented by Sedgenhoe, another big day out at Randwick as we race on the Kensington track. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to everybody.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. Just ahead of our next interview, the scratchings are now interim for the Kensington program. There are eight. Dead 4, penetrometer 4.79. Race 1, number 5, Grand Cross, number 5. Race 2, clear. Race 3, number 7, Vergara, number 7. Race 4, number 10, Kaepernick, number 10. Race 5, clear. Race 6, number 6, Are You Sure, number 6. Race 7, number 6, Smart Moochie, 8, Kazoom, and 14, Proxy, 6, 8, and 14. and race 8, number 9, Shiraz, number 9. So, Duff and Mike, just 8 interims for the program.
Yeah, me, that's a bit of a savage scratching. Shiraz in the last, he was going to dominate some of, 40% of the market, I'd suggest. And,
yep.
And Vergara was going to have supporters as well. So a few tricky scratchings there.
John O'Shea joins us from Godolphin. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
How you been? You're not in Perth, are you?
No.
I was going to say, it's a pretty early every over there. Jason's over there. Jason Walsh with Sidestep for the Winterbottom. What's been the reports there?
We're really happy with him. Richard Cronin, our travelling foreman, sort of seems to think that he's done very well since he's been there. And he's staying with Simon Miller, who used to work for me, and Simon sort of reported that his work is very sharp on Tuesday morning, the blinkers, of the course proper. So it looks to have made nice improvement coming out of the race. Plenty.
He did enough in the Darley Classic too, John, didn't he?
He did, Ron. No blinkers and first up, pretty hot old race. It wasn't ideal for him, but I thought he acquitted himself well because, the two things that are evident about his form is that his straight track form's, not overly strong, and his dry track form's even worse. So yeah, two things against him probably on the day. He much better around a bend, much better with a track with a bit of give in it.
And he did win second up last preparation. Barrier 2, are you going to mess with his pattern there? Or are you race a little closer?
Well, he'll have to, mate. Look, if he slow away there today, he's going to be back in amongst a race that looks pretty hollow. It looks to be sort of three main chances, of which two of them are going to be right up on the bunny. So I don't think I thought he jumped all right the other day at Flemington, and he just sort of, James has said every time he sort of, there was a gap there, he just got squeezed out of it, and he probably wasn't overly willing to go through it either. So we need to probably be a little bit positive if he jumps well, not to restrain him and try and have him close to mark, because the race does look void of, any real tempo.
Race 1 today, Italy. How's she come on since her debut?
Made good improvement, Ronnie. Coat's come on really well. It was a very sharp piece of work on Tuesday morning. I'm really happy with her.
Where will she race today?
Oh, I think she'll box seat. I thought just the other day she jumped brilliantly. And Sammy just probably let the race get away from him a bit, first part of the race. And ideally, he was trying to be box seating the other day. And just when a bit of speed come from out wide, he sort of eased. And then by the time he looked up the half mile, he was four off him. And she just had to do a bit too much work. So if she jumps as well today, James will have her right there.
Terai race 2. Her past two runs in Victoria have been good.
Yeah, she raced out luck, Ronnie. She went to the valley and got trapped wide. And, at night means the valley, you can't be doing that. She did a good job to hang on. Also won that race. She's going to start favouring the Ballarat Cup today. And then she got to the Matriarch and, on the rock hard track and a bit leaderish that day. It didn't suit her racing pattern, but I thought late she was very good there as well. So she comes into this race, albeit she had to come back from Melbourne, a bit of work on Tuesday, and Flemington was excellent. She's arrived home in Sydney and settled straight back into her routine, so I don't think that'll pose too much trouble. I think she's better suited at a mile and a half, and it's a nice race for her.
Federal race 4, he looks an improving horse. He was pretty good at DeWyong, I think it was, and then did he get a little bit too far back at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, it's fair to say he probably ended up in a position I didn't think he'd be in the run, but he still hit the line really well. I thought he mapped the chance here today. It was just a bit ordinary there, Ronnie. James is going to have to pull a rabbit out of the hat. He's a couple of scenarios there, and a couple of them didn't look real good for mine. So if he presses forward, he has a chance of getting sort of posted, and if he went back, he's going to be second last, which you never want to be at the Kensington track. So, that was probably the only concern about, I'm happy with the horse. I think it's a lovely race for him. Obviously, the horse in there form around Iraqi, which is probably a little bit stronger than what Federal's been running against. But it's just a bit of a query where James ended up in on the map,
Okay, in a situation like this, would you just leave it to him?
I that's all I ever do, mate. I think he's got a good grip on things. The horse has got a fit race horse underneath him. And, 9 times out of 10, James likes to have him in the spot. So, it's a little tricky, I thought.
What's your assessment of Sinjoran in race 5?
Well, he's going like a busted boiler at the moment, to be fair. And the only thing I'd say to you, Ronnie, the other day, he sort of
little girl rode him, and she rides a bit for us, but she was on that inside, and Darren felt that there was a good old breeze blowing that day, and probably wasn't advantageous, sort of got back that sort of fourth fence on a fast run race, and they all blew out down the centre. But, you know, he's been very disappointing in the runs that he's had for me, even as a gelding. The only thing I'd say to you, mate, is that he worked on Tuesday, and probably the first time since I've been here that he's put in a piece of work that sort of reflected that he had some ability. So, you know, we just probably need to get him back in the game, get a nice positive run under his belt, and then, you know, probably after today, if he ran well, we might be able to put him in a race where we thought he'd be competitive.
Race 7, Medcourt. Now, this horse looks like he's got his foot on the till.
A bit unlucky the other day. You know, I thought probably, albeit he was a little bit wide, the little boy just pressed the button on him a bit early, and, you know, coming at Randwick, he just exposed him a bit and just got run down the shadows of the post. I don't think that'll be an issue today with the jockey engagement, so he'll get a nice run in the race here to sit outside the lead or box seat, and, you know, he'll be hard to run down.
Mojave in the last, takes on the older horses, but he's off an easy win. Surely he's hard to beat.
He is, mate. He really trained on nicely too from his win, and it's got him a bit of confidence. Again, he sort of, I suppose Jackman holds the key to us in the race in terms of where we map. If it doesn't jump out as well, we might end up in a beautiful spot, just sort of one out, one back. And if we end up there, he'll be awfully hard to beat in a race with a bit of tempo. If that doesn't eventuate, the only concern is he's some chance to end up sort of three pairs back. Just an awkward spot whenever this race got plenty of run, when they run along, you know. And I think it's fair to say, I think they will run along here. So, but I'm happy with the horse. And again, but we tend to leave it to James, and I'm sure he'll find the right spot. And that being the case, he'd be able to be.
You got Limes in Melbourne. He's fitter again today. Probably wasn't the right day to lead last time.
No, I don't think that sums it. I've sort of been happy enough the way he's going. I thought his Caulfield run was very good. He sort of, and Stephen commented that, you know, it was a good run, and only sort of got him late in the last 100. He's an awkward gate today, but you know, it's probably not that worse for a horse that rolls forward if he can just see the pattern of racing on the day. But he'll put himself in the spot. He's going well enough, mate, you know, but I suppose he's just up where it hurts. He's carrying the big weights, and he's also had plenty of racing, you know, so he'll probably win one the next month or so when they drop away a little bit and he'll get to the front and they won't get him down. But we're happy enough the way he's going.
Thanks for your time, John.
Good luck, John. Thanks, mate. John O'Shea joining us there. Mike Anthony Cummings about to join us, but look, it's just off peak. As we know, we've come through the spring for this Kensington program. Are there a couple there you're looking forward to seeing today, or just these group of two-year-olds maybe in the first as we set towards Christmas?
I'm looking forward to the two-year-old race. I think there's a fair bit of value in that race. I'm not entirely convinced about Italy just yet. There's a couple of first starters there that go really well. Sam Clipperton's riding one for Clary Connors, a filly that's got plenty of potential. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that race. But there's other races during the day I think's full of value too. So what did you think of the first, Ron?
I thought there was value in it when the $10 went up den per. I think it's going to be a very good betting race as well. There's, you know, three or four good chances there.
Well, Anthony Cummings has got a runner down the bottom, not a cherry. Morning, Anthony.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well. Just before we talk about that horse, for no other reason that Graham Begg announced yesterday that he's closing his Randwick stable. Recently, you closed your Melbourne base. You just want to concentrate on Randwick?
Yeah, the Melbourne base was there simply to provide a seamless move for the horses going into carnivals and sort of provide a better service. But at the end of the day, we were putting horses into a different horse population, and that provided, you know, exposure to different bugs and things that they picked up at the tracks, and while the ones there weren't susceptible to them at that time, certainly the visitors were. So rather than provide a better situation, it turned out to be worse. So, I suppose in the bargain, you know, running a stable at less than capacity is not financially viable, and that's what we had been doing. Yeah. But right now it just didn't make any sense. There was no reason to keep it open.
Sydney today, not a cherry in the first. Look, I thought her trial was okay. She got back and ran on out wide there.
Yeah, you know, she drew wide and, you know, did, like she's got a sharp nature, and just wanted to get her back and, you know, give her some experience sort of passing a few horses. The idea was to go inside a couple that didn't quite happen. But she stretched out really nicely to the line, and she's a filly of some quality, I think. The rail's barrier gives her a good chance. It's always a big advantage for the babies having their first start. She gets fat. And I thought her trial was comparable to, you know, the horse of Snowden's.
Yeah. Race 5, Surge Ahead resuming. He's a staying type. A race he could do something in, though.
Yeah, it's probably the easiest kickoff he's had for a while. I thought his last trial was quite good. The blinkers go on, you know, he will sort of race handily, I suppose. The barrier is some concern. He's just got to try and get some cover somewhere, but, you know, he's forward enough to run a good race.
Paris Match Race 6, she's looked very good this preparation. Can she go on with it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she gets now to what is probably a more comfortable trip for her. Finally draws the gate. She's probably not going to be as far back either, but, you know, certainly for the step up a trip, but also too for the, you know, what inside gates do provide. You can just sit that, you know, a set of pairs maybe too closer without having to spend a penny. So, if it gives her a normal finish, well, you know, she's going to be hard to hold out.
Okay, and we got old Barge in charge in this race as well. Had no luck last start.
Yeah, I think that's an understatement. Might have been handy if you'd found a gap somewhere, but it wasn't to be. He's come out of that race really well. Got a different racing style to Paris Match. He's sort of more likely to be on speed. And I think from the gate, probably looks to go forward and race in the first, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, something like that, depending on what the others get up to. But, you know, he'll be up there. Paris Match will be further back. And, you know, if one doesn't get it, the other one will.
Okay, not much between them?
I don't think so. I mean, their racing styles, you know, Paris Match is probably a little bit sharper to work, but she's going to be giving start, so she needs to be that little bit better, I'd say.
Mm. Drago, you finish off with him. He looks ready third up, but with the big weight.
Yeah, I've been really pleased with his work this week. Couple of nice gallops. Goes in there fit and ready. You know, the weight is some concern, but not a lot, really. I'm sort of more worried about, you know, the inside gate and how he gets out into the clear. You know, on the Kenzo, often the horses don't move around as much, and it can be difficult to get into clear running. So, you know, I'll be having a chat there, just sort of trying to, you know, get him into the clear well before he needs to go anywhere, and just sort of give himself room to stretch out and show himself properly.
You have a few runners at Newcastle. Is Hieroglyphics the best of them?
I'd say so. Trial's been very good, and she's in good shape. She, finally drawn a gate. Scratch her a few times off bad draws, but she goes there, you know, healthy, fit well, and should run well.
Beauty.
Good on you, mate. Good to talk to you. I've got a series of texts from the other day, and I've just reminded myself that I didn't respond to them, did I?
I was wondering. I thought I must have put a nasty tag on the end of it or something.
No, no. Do you want to talk about...
It goes
back to Flemington's last day?
Yeah, Flemington's last day, but it's just the nature of racing here. ARB took it upon themselves to change some of the treatment withdrawal times, without having any regard to the sensitivity of the testing. That hasn't changed, and the withdrawal times in that sense haven't changed at all. But because they have different withdrawal times overseas, they thought it'd be a good idea to do that here. Well, I just think that's mad. So I've said so.
What's going on? So we have rules here that they changed over the carnival. Is that right?
In the months leading into the carnival.
Yeah.
The normal protections for horses when you're going to race on hard tracks disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And so through that Flemington Carnival, and the tracks were firm, and as they are across Australia through summer, all the normal protections that a horse was allowed to use, and in terms of the withdrawal times from different drugs are still there to be used, were changed as an ad hoc rule about the use of corticosteroids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a legal drug. We still use it. They said that it would be less often and be better for the horses. The truth of it is that now, whereas you could treat a horse for one race and you have a real prospect of that treatment lasting for at least another, now you've got none. So the horse is getting treated for every run. They can't run as often, they're further away from the effective life of the drug, so it has less effect, you know, or less benefit for them on race day. So I just don't see the sense in that. And I've had arguments with the people that did it, and I'll continue to. And I think from an Australian racing perspective, it's a foolish rule.
Do you think the relevant associations, trainers' associations, should be having debates about this?
Oh, we have been, and I've spoken to a lot of the guys from different states. Certainly, the guys in Perth are up in arms about it. There's a strong representation from the trainers in Sydney. We went along and talked to them about it. One of the trials that they relied on for their change was based on two horses. The AVA, the vets just sat down, and their studies were based over 10,000 horses, and that evidence was ignored. Now, if you can work that out for what is a huge industry in Australia, to change the rules and to have that sort of effect on the basis of a two-horse test, I mean, God, it's just ridiculous.
Mm. Okay, so what is your stable vet? Is he in your corner or their corner?
Yeah, the vets are, but I mean, they just poo-poo that and just say, well, they're in it for the financial side of it. I mean, they're not really. And certainly the money makes a difference, but the reality is that people are here to do the right thing by the horses and have them turn up safe and well and healthy as often as they possibly can, but at least intervention from as best as you possibly can. I mean, what's happening now is the horses are getting treated more often because you have someone's picked an arbitrary day to say, well, that's your cutoff. Well, I mean, it's just nuts.
Mm, fair enough.
Now, interesting thoughts, mate. It's obviously going to get a few people talking about it. Given what you've said this morning, mate. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Cummings there. He's got some views.
Sounds passionate about them too.
Yeah, very passionate about it. And in summary, all participants want to do the right thing by the horse, don't they? I mean, we're out there to see them race, and they're not going to do anything against the horse because they need them to race.
My word.
Yeah. Gerald Ryan's our last guest this morning. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Ryan. How you been?
Hey, Gerald.
Good.
You got a couple in there today?
Yeah, I got three there today. Probably three chances, but no outstanding ones amongst them then. Yeah.
Peace Forces racing well, Gerald, in the third.
Her last two runs have been really good, Ron. You know, we've had to go forward from outside gates, and it's probably not the right way to ride her, but it's drawn better today. I reckon she'd sit behind the speed, but her run the other day, the ran was terrific. You know, for the amount of work she'd done early in the speed day when she wasn't entitled to run second, you know, she's just racing so well,
She's strong enough. Like, she goes up 5.5 kilos today.
That's the only thing about not claiming today was the weight, but then the minimum's probably only
56.
That's the only thing. But she's a big, strong mare. She saddles up right on top of her with her, so she should be able to carry the weight, yeah.
I quite like Lucas Skarsgård today. He's won. What I like about him, this can be a little bit of a specialist track, and he has won here two starts back.
Yeah, he has. He's won there, and he also ran good there, I think, last prep. He might have run there, and he ran well. But I sort of like him a little bit today, drawn out a little bit, and I've put blinkers on him. Brent recommended them after his last start, and he seems good in them, but... I just like where he's drawn and where he's going to map out today, really.
Yeah, it looks nice. He can dominate to them. They can't dominate to him.
Correct, yep.
Q Fighter in the last, how's he come on?
He's come on terrifically. He probably improved. He didn't have a trial going in his first up run because it's only 1,000 metres. He's trained on well and he's a bit of a get-back run on us. So a lot's going to depend on how they're racing through the day. And he's drawn to suit because he likes racing outside horses. If they go hard enough up front, he'll hit the line really hard.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Gerald. Good luck with
okay.
them, mate. Good on you. Gerald Ryan there. We'll take a break and then the scratchings.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. From December, thoroughbred track ratings will change. Firm 1 and 2 will be either hard or firm tracks. Good 3 and 4 are services with good grass cover or with some give. Key racing information from Sky Sports Radio.
Now, the bigger a brand gets, the harder it is to love. But if you want to get nice and close to your customer...
Ooh, sorry, too close...
Do it through their favourite radio station.
It's a love thing. It's a love thing. Everyone loves. It's a love thing. It's why I love radio.
Australians love local radio. It makes them happy, keeps them informed, and connects them with everyone in their community.
It's a love thing. Everyone loves.
So why not take your big national brand and buddy up with radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Just search radio.
Woo!
It's a love thing. You'll sound like a local.
right across Australia.
Catch many of the contenders for this year's Turf World Championships at Hong Kong Jockey Club's Prelude Day this Sunday. Sha Tin is the setting for three Group 2 events, the Cup, the Mile and the Sprint, pitching local contenders against the overseas raiders. Experience all the excitement of Hong Kong racing live on Sky Racing 2 and Sky Racing World. Sunday's first race at 3:30 p.m. Get on at your local TAB or at tab.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
TAB customers are in for a treat today. There's a stack of jackpots on offer, including a pool guarantee at Randwick. The first four pool on the final event at Randwick will reach $100,000. And tonight there's $20,000 jackpots on the Quaddy and the Big Six for both Tabcorp Park Menengle and Wentworth Park. What a Saturday. Make sure you go to tab.com.au.
TAB brings you Racing HQ Saturday on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The scratchings for thoroughbred meetings today. We start at Kensington, weather fine, tracker dead 4, penetrometer 4.79. Race 1, number 5, Grand Cross, number 5. Race 2, clear, the third, number 7, Vergara, number 7. Race 4, number 10, Kaepernick, number 10. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 6, Are You Sure? And 13, Darcy Magic, 6 and 13. Race 7, number 6, Smart Moochie, 8, Kazoom, and 14, Proxy, 6, 8 and 14. And race 8, 9, Shiraz, and 14, Unequivocal, 9 and 14. The rider for race 7, number 10, Wine and Dine, is Brenton Abdullah. B. Abdullah, race 7, number 10. Newcastle, a bit cooler there today as well. Fine and a good 3, the rail at 4 metres. The first four races are clear. Race 5, Newcastle, take out 2, Run Cannon Run, number 2. Race 6, number 6, Pints Strike, number 6. Race 7, number 6, Star Wars, number 6. And race 8, 4, Strata Lodge, 10, Statorbrio, and number 11, Jupiter. 4, 10 and 11 out of race number 8. The other New South Wales programs are Ballina. The weather there is fine. The track is a good 3. Race 1, Ballina, take out 2, 13 and 14. Race 2, take out 2, 5, 10 and 16. Race 3, take out 1 and number 2, which is a late one. 1 and 2 out of the third. Race 4 clear. Ballina race 5, the scratching is number 2. Race 6, scratching 4. And race 7, 6, 16 and 17. We also race at Armidale in New South Wales. The weather fine, track is a good 3. The first two races are clear. Armidale race 3, take out 5 and 7. Race 4 number 2. Race 5 clear, and the last scratching, race 6, number 10. Ballarat is the main meeting in Victoria. The weather there is fine. The track's a good 3. Penetrometer 4.95. Race 1, take out 2, Shockamole, 4, Hucknall, 15, Purple Smile, and the emergencies 17 and 20. 2, 14, 15, 17 and 20. Race 2, number 7, Gigalit, and 9, XL Shoes, 7 and 9. Race 3, number 4, Spectre, 5, Float My Boat, and 9, Crime Fighter, 4, 5 and 9. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Ballarat race 6, number 8, Balladentro, and 9, Aclat. That's 8 and 9, both out of the Magic Millions clockwise to race. Race 7, 4, Thermal Current, 11, Stereo Sonic, and 12, Daybreak, 4, 11, and 12. Race 8, the Ballarat Cup, take out 3, Count of Lemonade, 8, Mabarco, and 19, Shensu Steeds, 3, 8, and 19. Race 9, 8 London Stripe and 9 Coronation Shallon, 8 and 9. And race 10, 4 A Point, 5 Bell Rhythm, 9 Ordino, and the Emergencies 17 and 18. 4, 5, 9, 17 and 18. Ballarat Cap Day, it's a good 3. Doomben in Queensland, track at the moment a dead 4. Penetrometer 5.2. The rail at 3 metres. A track upgrade is likely, despite the fact that they got 85 millimetres of rain on Thursday night. Race 1 at Doomben, take out 3 at the moment. Of course, they're an hour behind us. Take out 3, Craigley Jabiru, 7, Meet George Jensen, 9, Spur Fortune, and 14, Whatever Miss, 3, 7, 9, and 14. Race 2, number 9, Beatniks, and 10, Tracy's Angel, 9 and 10. At the moment, the third is clear. Race 4, number 8, 4, Token, number 8. Race 5, 6, How Fair Dinkum, number 6. Race 6, number 4, Uwate, and 10, Barsha, 4 and 10. Race 7, 9, Jesselton, 14, Lupo Nero, and the Emergencies, 17 and 19. 9, 15, 17 and 19. At the moment,